This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Leo Stubbing, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. But I'm dying to know what your most embarrassing moment is, because you've sent me five photos from the old Joy 94.9 Bourke Street studios. Tell us your most embarrassing moment.
I have indeed. And there's a reason for that, because on Facebook, and it has got those Facebook memories that come up. Well, this day, the 13th of February, 2015, I was in the Joy Studios doing my morning show, and the special guests were McBusted. Now, McBusted were a UK band where bands Busted and McFly combined to form McBusted. And they were here in 2015 supporting One Direction. So they came in for a chat. And we were having a chat, like it was live to air and not live in studio, so it wasn't pre-recorded. And we were having a chat, and the first chat break was coming to an end, and I was announcing the new single, which was called Get Over It. But I was supposed to, that was supposed to do that live, but instead I played the CD version. So basically, when the song was playing, they were like, oh, and because their manager was in the studio, their team, the record company.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're supposed to do this live, weren't we? I said, oh, okay, can we maybe do Air Guitar, which was the previous single in the UK?
Right.
So the guys were so good about it that in the ad break, they actually rehearsed Air Guitar. And we came back, we had a bit more of a chat, and they performed Air Guitar live and acoustic in the Joy Studios.
What are the photos? I can see nude pictures too, though.
Basically, one of the guys in the band, Harry, has been on the cover of Attitude magazine, I think, about the same time that Kylie has. So many times been on the cover, and he's a really, really handsome guy, and he plays the drums in the band. So those were the, I guess, the nude photos from that photo shoot. But the guys were so sweet, really nice. And at the time, the guy with the long hair, I forget his name, but he was actually dating Ellie Goulding at the time. So, yeah, a bit of a bit of an embarrassing moment for me, but in the end it was absolutely fine because they were great.
I love it. Leo, I was scared. I couldn't picture the nude photos, but I thought, oh, no, don't tell me they've taken a shot of you. Leo, let's get on to to the new music. What do you got for us today?
A couple of really big albums out today. Of course, overnight we've seen the footage from Sydney where Aussies Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi walked the red carpet for Wuthering Heights. The soundtrack by Charlie XCX is out today. 12 new tracks. I've had a bit of a listen. The album is quite different. There's some really good moments, some sort of very mellow moments, but this one is an up-tempo moment called Altars.
It's different Charlie XCX, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's for the movie. So this is really a soundtrack album. It's not a Charlie XCX album per se. So it's for the soundtrack, which I can't wait to see that movie, Wuthering Heights, with Margot and Jacob. Two Aussies in the lead role. Two Aussies from Queensland doing a British movie.
Fantastic.
Which is amazing.
Let's head to your home country, New Zealand.
Yeah, over to New Zealand now. New Zealand singer-songwriter Bec Runga. Now, she has just released her sixth studio album today. It's called Red Sunset. This is her first album of original material since 2011's Belle. Now, at that time, she was in the Joy Studios with me for a bit of a chat. I think we played a snippet of that chat a few weeks ago when we played a song. But 10 new tracks from Bec on this new album. Let's hear from the title track. This is Red Sunset. In my own
Leo, I can see us sitting back on a, you know, lounge, sipping something, watching the sunset on the beach. It's really chilled.
It's a really chilled album, and the album is actually recorded in Paris, and you can really tell from the recording and what inspired her, because there's a song called Paris in the Rain. So recording in Paris, there's full of inspiration on this album. It's a really beautiful album from Bec Runga, so that's out on your favourite streaming service, and she's touring in a few months as well, so tickets are on sale for that.
Fantastic.
New single wise, yeah, new singles, we've got Perry, of course, from Little Mix. She's gone solo, like all the girls have gone solo. This is just in time for Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, Warren. Have you forgotten?
No, I haven't forgotten. Thanks for reminding me, though.
Just checking. So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And this track is from the fan edition of her debut self-titled solo album, which she released last year. And Perry just gave birth to a baby. Well, she gave birth to a baby girl named Alanis just a few weeks ago with her fiancé, Alex. But this is brand new for Perry, Woman in Love. There's nothing like a woman in love.
Leo, I love it. Great from Perry. Really love it.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, really good. It'll be on Joy, no doubt.
So, yes. Well, from one baby mama to another, Meghan Trainor is back with single number 2 from her upcoming new album called Toy With Me. Now, she's had her hands full. Just a few weeks ago, a baby girl was born by surrogate in January. So little Mikey will now join her mum on the road when Meghan tours the States from June to August. No news as yet on any Australian dates, but hopefully Meghan Trainor will be down here later in the year. But brand new from Meghan Trainor, Get In Girl. And I'm on your feet, getting girl.
I'm becoming a real Meghan fan. I think she's great.
Yeah, so looking forward to the new album. It's called Toy With Me, out, and I think it's April that that's coming out. Over back home to Australia, country music star Morgan Evans, he's a really hot guy, And I'm looking forward to his new album, Steel Town, which is released next month. Now, this is about him growing up in Newcastle. It was a really beautiful place for him to grow up, a tough place, but he poured a lot of his thoughts into this new record. And this is the title track from the album. This is Steel Town.
Leo, some great new music today. Got a text in for you saying, Leo, you were McBusted.
I was McBusted, exactly right. I was so embarrassed because, I mean, this is an international band and I just played the studio version of their single and they had prepared to do it live and probably rehearsed it.
Oh, they had.
And then they
didn't
do it.
Before you go, Leo, got another
one.
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Scott from Flemington says, hey, I woke up locked inside the old 21st century nightclub in Frankston. I ducked off to the toilets for a little rest but ended up being locked in. I had to wait until the cleaners came until I could leave. That's Scott in Flemington. Remember the 21st century nightclub?
I've never been there.
Oh, I'm
just, is that in Frankston?
In Frankston.
No.
I think I went down there a couple of times. Scott in Flemington, thank you so much. You are in the draw to win this double pass to the Moonlight Cinema at the Botanic Gardens. If you want to get the double pass, send in your embarrassing moment, just like Leo Stubbing did. Leo, you can't win, though.
I know, but this is a great prize because I remember seeing Grease at the Botanical Gardens at the Air Cinema there. It was absolutely fantastic, so it's a really great prize to win.
Fantastic. Leo, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you again next week, same time, same station, for new music. Oh, before you go.
Are we missing something?
Yeah, we are.
Throwback?
Our throwback. What is it?
The throwback.
It's my embarrassing moment.
This week, okay, this week, back in 1996, this track was released, okay? So it was just released in the shops as like a CD single and cassette single.
Abrasions.
And taken from this artist's second album, Natural, a cover of the 1981 track from Call and the Gang. This version features the 90s vocal group Past Present, and this version reached number 5 in Australia and number 1 in New Zealand, becoming his second number 1 single across the ditch. He was massive in New Zealand in the 90s. And in the UK, he's had 15 top 20 singles, including 3 number ones. He's set to release his first album in more than 10 years next month, actually in April, on April 10, called Legacy, featuring reimagined versions of his past hits and some new songs, celebrating 30 years of his number one album, Natural, and that monster worldwide hit, Mysterious Girl.
Ah.
Do you have any idea who this could be?
Peter Andre. It has to be.
Peter Andre. Bit of a blast from the past in the 90s. He was massive in the 90s, especially in the UK. I think people have got no idea that overseas, Peter Andre in the 90s was absolutely huge, including in New Zealand and in the UK and Europe. But yeah, so this track was released this week, 30 years ago. Can you believe it?
Fantastic. What's on your podcast and YouTube channel before you go?
On my YouTube channel this week, the Spice Girls are on the Jay Leno Tonight Show. We've got Take That's Gary Barlow performing on Hey Hey It's Saturday. And Danny Minogue, another Young Talent Time throwback.
Oh, fantastic. Leo Stubbing,
Yeah.
Catch you again next week.
Thanks, Ron. And stay, put those clothes on, all right? Don't have any more mishaps. Please.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.